Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Ramadan Reflections. Today, being the third day of the blessed month of Ramadan, we continue our foundational discussion on better understanding Allah and His emotions. Now, as we conclude this introduction today, we should realize that all of the creations of Allah, except the human being and the jinn, who are creations which have been given their own volition to do as they please in this life, all are moving in the path of Allah and towards Allah. Just as Allah says in the Quran in chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra, in which He says, تُسَبِّهُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. The seven heavens glorify Him, and the earth does as well, and whomever is in them. There is not a thing, but it celebrates His praise, but you do not understand their glorification. Indeed, He, God, is all-forbearing, all-forgiving. Thus, it is only some humans and jinn who move in the opposite direction of all other beings and are not in harmony with them. It's clear that the result of such a movement will ultimately be the collision with the system of existence, as eventually all existence will be returned to Him by the will of Allah, as is mentioned in Surah Ashura, where Allah says, "Ala ilallahi tasirul umur." Look to Allah, do all matters return. Now it must be known that no one can resist this movement. A person who tries to swim against the current of the river of existence, that person will eventually become tired and drown, as one would be following a path contrary to the divine will. Therefore, this divine torment of becoming tired and drowning is due to a person choosing the wrong path in life. Again, choosing it on their own volition. Such an individual is like one who is on a busy one-way street, but is walking in the opposite direction of the flow of traffic, or driving in the opposite direction. Now, it's clear that such a person would sooner or later definitely become involved in an accident. This person can also be compared to one who is standing on a tall building, and willingly he puts his foot one step beyond the edge of the building, obviously resulting in him falling to the ground and dying. Now this is what we mean when we say the wrath of Allah or the anger of Allah. So to conclude, as we move into our next phase of discussion, point one, the pleasure and anger of Allah are attributes of Allah's actions and not His inherent attributes. Point two, the attributes of Allah's actions are abstracted from the relationship between Allah and Allah's act. And in fact, their return is essentially back to the creatures, the creations of God. Point three is that since the return of these attributes is to the creatures of Allah, or in other words, to one side of the creature's proportion, it is not necessary for these traits to find change or passivity in Allah. Point four is, however, seeing as how sometimes Allah boasts to His angels because of some of the deeds of the human being, it does not mean that there is a change in the essence of Allah. Rather, such statements are likely to be more a metaphorical interpretation, meaning that some of the deeds that humans perform are so magnificent, so great, that they bring about a great spiritual change in the individuals, such that they become elevated even higher than the angels. And the status of these people is so great that the angels are perplexed by their position. Therefore, the praising of Allah is taken to be the angels' inability to understand the status of some of the creations, the servants of Allah. With this conclusion, we wrap up this three-part introduction to Ramadan Reflections for 2020, and move on to the next phase of our discussion, which will be the importance of the Noble Quran within our daily lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.